We continue to self-scout the Carolina Panthers. Greg Brannon along with Mike Kraft. Mike, to date, you've been looking offensive side of the ball, the skill positions, wide receivers last time. This time we're going to move inside to the tight ends. Panthers very fortunate to have one of the best tight ends in the business in Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen is so talented and versatile. The Panthers can use him in a lot of different formations, Greg, and what that allows them to do is get him just the right matchup to come up with a big play. Let's take a look. The Panthers come out with Olsen in the backfield. More than likely, the defense is looking at him as a blocker. But that's going to give him a good matchup with this linebacker inside, especially when you look at what they're doing route-wise. Ted Ginn is going to take off and clear out, and Brandon LaFell is going to follow him as well. Now, as we roll forward, you'll see Olsen gets a real good jump because there's a blitz coming from that side, and there's nobody out here in the flat to cover him. Now, look, there's that linebacker right here in pursuit. You know, he's feeling a little pressure right there, GB. And here goes Olsen out into the flat for the catch and the big game.
And what I love here is Dominic Hixon downfield throws a block, gets him another 5-10 yards on the play. And that's the threat of this kind of a tight end.
Yeah, when Olsen gets out here and makes this catch, I mean, the first down is just a given. Now, you had him in the backfield there, but look right here. Now you have Olsen spread out in the wide receiver's position. And he's actually going to work from that position behind another drag into a position right here in the alley. And I tell you what, when you look at Olsen, it's not just his physical makeup, but his mind. You know, the son of a coach, and he knows football. If he stands right here on this play covered up, he is absolutely no good to Cam Newton. But look at what he does. He works across the defense, finding a hole till right there he's made himself available for the pass and the touchdown.
Well, and a number of things going on here, Mike. You talk about the experience of Olsen. Mike Tolbert also the exact same thing. And look how much time Cam Newton has. I mean, he's back there setting up camp, and then when he decides to throw the ball, that's one of those catches. Greg Olsen didn't have a choice, I don't think.
Well, the great thing about it is you have experienced receivers that know the play is not over when you run to the end of your route. You keep going, get yourself open, touchdown. Everybody worked hand in glove to get that play.
Well, and that plays a perfect transition to where we'll go next. When Self-Scout returns, the offensive linemen, your favorite people.
Can't win without them.
Here you go.